has escalated now. Yesterday there was 5 wards closed. Today there is 6, so it has caused concern for people who are actually in the hospital, especially the elderly and the very young. These are the people that would be most affected by a type of bug. But at the moment, you know, it's just one of those situations. They're monitoring it at the moment, and I know that, and they have had no option but to close those 6 wards. But at the moment, you say it's very unnerving at the moment, just.
And especially at this time of year, when we do see a high influx of people attending emergency departments and so on, is it now a situation where people will be less inclined to go to the emergency department there?
Well, I'm hoping that that's not the case, because if you need emergency treatment, the first thing you would automatically do is go to the accident and emergency area. I think the rest of the area has all been closed down, so it's one of those cases. It's being monitored on a daily basis. And hopefully, let's just hope now that we can get on top of this bug, we get these wards opened again and put people's minds at ease, especially those people who are in hospital. Could be in now for over Christmas, and then you have visitors coming to them, they're afraid to take children over. It is very worrying at the moment, but let's hope that we can get on top of this ASAP.